Chapter 5. Two Promises. A year later, Charles Darnay was back in England. He taught French, and his students loved him. But he had only one love in his life, Lucy Manette. One day he visited the Manettes' home in Soho. "Dr. Manette," Charles said, "I hope I'm not disturbing you."
"Lucy isn't here," the doctor said. "She's visiting a friend."
"Yes, I know," Charles said. "That's why I'm here. I want to talk to you alone." Charles sat down beside the old man and held his hand. He said, "For a long time, I have wanted to ask you something."
"Is it about Lucy?" the doctor asked.
"Yes, it is, Dr. Manette. I love your daughter, and I would do anything for her. And I know how much she helps you. I would never want to separate the two of you. I only hope to be a part of your lives." The doctor said,
"But does Lucy love you?"
"I don't know," Charles said. "I hope she does."
"Well, if she does," the doctor said, "I will be happy to give her to you. But on one condition. If you have got any secrets about yourself, you must tell them to me."
Charles became nervous. He said, "Doctor, I do have a secret. Darnay is not my real name. I'll tell you why I changed it and why I moved to England from France."
"Stop," the old doctor said. "Don't tell me now. If Lucy agrees to marry you, you can tell me your secret on the morning of your wedding."
Charles Darnay promised to keep his secret until then. He thanked the doctor and left. A few hours later, Lucy returned home. She was surprised that her father's reading chair was empty. She said,
"Father, where are you?"
She looked through the whole house. When she came to his bedroom, she heard the sound of a hammer. Suddenly, she saw her father, alone in a trance. He was making shoes with an inexpressive face, just like he did in prison.
"Father,"
she cried,
"what are you doing?"
For a moment, the old man had forgotten he was free. Charles Darnay was not the only man who wanted to marry Lucy Manette. Stryver, the lawyer, was sure he too could win her heart. In the office, he boasted to Sidney Carton,
"She'll be lucky to have a successful, agreeable man like me," he said. "Do you approve?"
Carton took a drink and said,
"Why wouldn't I approve?"
But Lucy didn't want to marry Stryver. When he learned the bad news, he pretended he didn't care. He said,
"She's a stupid, empty-headed girl. I never really wanted her in the first place."
Sidney Carton also loved Lucy, but knew she would never marry him. He was poor, unsuccessful, and drank too much. Late at night, Sidney walked by Lucy's house and stood under the street lamp thinking about her. He had never cared for anybody before, but now he cared about Lucy. One afternoon, Sidney decided to visit Lucy at home. The doctor and Miss Pross were out, and Lucy was alone. She didn't really like Sidney Carton, but she saw the suffering in his face and felt concerned about him.
"Are you well, Mr. Carton?" Lucy asked. "You look pale."
"I live a very unhealthy life," Mr. Carton said.
"Then why not change it?" Lucy asked.
"It's too late. I will never get better," Mr. Carton replied. "In fact, I will probably get worse."
Lucy felt sorry for him.
"I wish I could help you," she said.
"Miss Manette, There is no way for you to help a desperate, drunken creature like me,
Mr. Carton answered sadly. But can't I do anything? She asked.
I ask for no help. I only wish to make you happy, Sydney said. Since I met you, I have felt new again. For the first time in many years, I want to change my life and be useful. But please keep this a secret between us.
I will, Mr. Carton, Lucy said with a smile. Sydney kissed her hand and got up.
Before he left, he said, Miss Manette, I would do anything for you, and for anyone dear to you. Please think of me sometimes. And remember, there is a man who has promised to give his life for you.
Lucy didn't know what to say.